This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome in to the Marvel Stuff Podcast, where like it is every week, I'm the one and only host. There's no one named Coach that's ever been on the podcast, and he might as well just not exist. But joining me today is Noah King Bates.
Hello, hello. Yes, yes. If you've ever heard the name Coach, that is a lie. Doesn't exist.
Nope.
Coaching
not
never,
even,
has never
nope,
been a
not
profession.
Even, not your high school coach, not your middle school coach, nothing.
Those no, but coach director, then we all know it.
Yep, exactly. Coach is actually on vacation in Florida, so we got the legendary Noah King Bates of Jewish theater fame, which I was lucky enough to go see today. Noah, that was a very impressive performance. I give you your flowers.
I hope you enjoyed. I had a little for all of our Marvel nerds out there listening. I like to add comic book quotes to all of my bios, and because I was playing a Jewish man, I figured to pick the best Jewish hero and or villain that I could think of, which was Magneto.
It's a good quote too.
Yeah.
Yep. Shout out to Noah. He's a great guy. On today's episode, we're going to play a little game that I came up with, and I think Noah's the guy for this one, so it's going to be a super fun time. I'm going to present six mediums to represent the characters that we're going to talk about. So which medium would be the best translation for each character? The six mediums being comic book / graphic novel. We've got mystery novel, which is fun. Romance novel, TV show, movie, and video game. And I've got four rounds here. There's going to be six names on each of them. Only one character in each round can go to each medium. And we're going to have a nice long discussion about each of them and try and decide what works best and why. So, Noah, if you're ready, let's do it.
Let's go round one.
Round one. Fight. I after seeing your thing, I was like, I'm going to put Magneto as the first choice, and I did. So, round one is Magneto, Spider-Gwen, Colossus, Rogue, Punisher, and Rocket Raccoon. It's a very broad selection, and I think it's going to be fun to discuss. And I'll mark each of them as we decide so we can throw it all together at the end. But hearing that list, Noah, what was the first one that you really zeroed in on and what your thoughts were on them?
So the first one that I zeroed in on was Punisher, and it was video game.
Punisher video game, that would translate really well. I'm a little surprised. I think they probably did like something with one of the movies back in the day that weren't very good.
Yeah, like Warzone,
crappy. Yeah, one of those. It might have had a video game, but if it did, I didn't play it. And but I agree, a first person shooter superhero game, and like the show was very popular with a lot of people, and I think those same people would go out of their way to buy a video game featuring the Punisher, especially if you somehow got John Barenthal to do the voice or something. I mean, we're talking like next level, but that would be really sweet. I agree with you. Out of anyone else on the list, I really don't think any of the other ones would fit video game the best. Magneto is like a soft maybe. He's just not a video game type of character. So I think that's
Spider-Gwen, because Miles and Peter already have really well-established games, and Spider-Man, any Spider-Person fits well in that medium. But I was also looking at the fact of, like, as a kid, a game I shouldn't have been playing, but I definitely loved, was the Max Payne game. And that's just Punisher's story.
Yeah, essentially, yeah. It's just Punisher without the Punisher. I agree. One's perfect. But now video game is off the board. I don't think it's a great loss for some of these other characters, but we have five other characters and five other mediums. I'll be honest. romance novel just feels like a Rogue vibe to me. And let it be known that I came up with this randomly, so I haven't given any thought to any of these. I'm doing it at the same time as you. And I think Rogue and Gambit would be pretty like A1 material for a nice romance novel. I mean, I'd read it for sure.
Okay. So,
do you think it could be better as a movie or a TV show? Because, I'll hear you out.
You know, I like it. For me, the person that I had as romance was Colossus, because I was thinking of like those
interesting old, him grandma. And Kitty Pryde.
Yeah, but like you think about like your
The romance novel with like Fabio on the cover.
Yeah, the strong man, and yeah, that's what I take him as, like this farm worker who can turn his body to steel, but his heart's still human, and it's just like that intense old story where it's just that.
Yeah, I could see that getting pretty gross with the details as well. Yeah, that's a fair point. Colossus might be an okay one.
Metallic wand or something.
Yeah, we won't go rated R on this, but I could definitely see how you could take this into a different context. So I think that's a good shout too. Maybe we leave it on the board, the romance novel between those two.
Let's come back to it. Let's come back.
Rocket Raccoon. This one is a little interesting. I feel like, for me, he feels like the most comic booky of anyone else on this list. He's from the comic books. He's a talking, shooting raccoon. He translated pretty well to the screen. People do like him. Bradley Cooper does a great job of playing his voice. But out of anyone else on here, it just feels like he would be the comic book guy. But you could also maybe go that way with Spider-Gwen as well, because she has some Deadpool-esque qualities in some modern comic books, like Gwenpool, which is what she, not Spider-Gwen.
Yeah, for me, I think he's comic. I can't see myself watching a full TV show about him. Unless it Groot, and same thing with like watching a movie. Like if it's just Rocket all the time, I'm like, I can read that, and there are Rocket Raccoon comics out there that are translate really well.
Yep.
But yeah, I feel like that's definitely the most go-to comic book person.
Okay, well, for taking romance novel off, Magneto can either be a movie, a TV show, or a video game. Or no, not a video game. That's Punisher. Mystery novel, excuse me.
The mystery novel
I thought would be like a fun one to add a layer in here where it's like, which one's the most like a detective? Or like they could be the villain of the story. I think I threw a villain in each one of these rounds, so that'll keep things interesting as far as where we sort them and such.
And I didn't want to give mystery to Punisher, because really the main one that you get with the mystery novel is just like who killed the family.
It's been done before. Yeah, it was good. The Jigsaw story they did with the Netflix show was fantastic, but it didn't feel like a mystery novel at all.
I think in terms of movie, I think I'm going to give to Magneto.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Magneto definitely feels like a movie. There was at one point, if old comic book fans remember, after they did X-Men Origins Wolverine, they were going to do an X-Men Origins Magneto, is what First Class started out as, and it eventually transformed into First Class, which was probably a good move, because that's a pretty quality film, and it spent off, like it gave the X-Men a new life, not necessarily one that everyone loves, but you can't knock it for trying, that's for sure. But yeah, he definitely feels like the cinematic one here. I mean, anything, like, especially if you got Michael Fassbender, no offense to Ian McKellen, but I think the young translation that they did in the prequel series was kind of like A+ Magneto material. So I definitely would love to see a movie. All right. Well, he gets the movie. So Spider-Gwen, I think you're a bigger fan of this character than I am. Not that I dislike her, but you are more well-versed. So I'm curious to
see what you think. I love the spider people,
Yes, you're a spider guy.
I'm going to give her, I think I figured out how I want to do the mystery. So I think I'm going to give Gwen TV show.
Spider-Gwen TV show. Now, how would you, what type of TV show? Not that that's, you know, something we have to consider for all of them, but I am curious what your thoughts are.
I think I would love to see her as almost like a spin-off of Into the Spider-Verse, where it is a like cartoon or an animated show.
Okay, that's fun.
And she's like the leader of the, like a small, because in the comic she becomes like one of the heads of like the Web Warriors, of like a section of the Web Warriors. So I would love to see just kind of like a teen girl who is in a rock band, who also has to travel to different dimensions and help other people. And it's her balancing. Right. It's like My Life as a Teenage Robot, but with spider people.
Ooh, good shout, dude. That was a classic Nicktoon. If you guys didn't watch that growing up, I mean, it's, I actually don't know if it holds up. So, I mean, maybe, maybe not, but it was great for its time. I do recall that one. Side note, my favorite Nickelodeon show was Danny Phantom. That was my jam. Love me some Danny Phantom.
If we're going animated,
yeah, of course.
Okay, all right. Because, like, for me,
Drake and Josh is. Drake and Josh is great.
Keenan and Kel, which.
Keenan and Kel.
Walked so Drake and Josh could run.
I guess that's nicer than saying the black Drake and Josh,
right? They were still first.
They were there first. No, yes.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, Life of the Teenage Robot, animated, I gotta go probably Rugrats. It was my first show.
You love Rugrats? I was a big Rugrats guy too, but that's not what we're doing on this episode. We just got sidetracked. All right, we got two X-Men on this list, Colossus and Rogue. Yes. It's a mystery novel and a romance novel. Both could go both ways, especially the way we discussed the romance with Colossus. He could be like your classic farm boy on the cover, and Rogue could very well be trying to find Gambit and having an adventure through New Orleans or something like that. That could be
it's where I started leaning towards. I was like, to have her be kind of the Humphrey Bogart looking for the dame that is Gambit.
Nice. I don't recall. Does she get memories from people when she touches them? It depends on the version. Okay, so that could be a very fun way to do it, where it's like, she's investigating. She's like, this person definitely saw Gambit. She has to decide if it's worth touching that person and what information they could get from them, or if she's willing to harm them. That's good. Yep. You convinced me, even though I also kind of came up with that myself a little bit.
Yeah. Especially because, you know, in some iterations, she takes on the persona, or she gets like a little bit of like there, and then it becomes almost like iZombie. I'm going to be shooting out a lot of different media because we're talking about media.
Might as well, dude. That's the best.
And I think that reads really well into like, if she's getting into the underground of either New Orleans or even just New Orleans with hoodoo and voodoo, and she has
quick shout out to American Gods, the TV show and the book. That's my favorite book of all time. And the show was they did a pretty interesting storyline with like voodoo and stuff in New Orleans. And that was, I could definitely picture Rogue in that environment. So, all right, that concludes round one. We gave Magneto the movie, Spider-Gwen the TV show, Colossus the romance novel, Rogue the mystery novel, Punisher got a video game, and Rocket Raccoon is staying in comic books. I think that's a pretty solid start. On to round two. And another one of Noah's favorites is at the top of this list. Sir Miles Morales, of course. I had to get some spider people in, not all of them, but in a couple of them. He's the first one on the list. We've got Human Torch as another one. Mephisto. Ooh. Iron Fist, Cyclops, and Gamora. This was definitely like a jumble where I shook a bunch of Marvel people in the bag in my head. Yeah, and I was like, I'm gonna put these guys in. Like, I just like the idea of like thinking of each of them as main characters, because that's not always the case with some of these guys. Like, does anyone really think of Gamora as a main character? Not really, but she could make a very interesting protagonist in one of these mediums. So, all right.
Yeah.
Same question as last time. Who'd you zero in on first, and why?
All right. I mean, of course you said Miles, and my head immediately thought Miles, but because I love him so much, I know he can fit anyone. So I'm actually...
I was thinking the same thing. It's like, he's a video game guy, and I definitely want to see the movie. Obviously, he's done the animated movie thing. I could see his story translating in really any of these, like a Spider-Gwen romance. mystery, maybe finds out something about his uncle. There's a lot of things you can do with this character. So, well, yeah, let's push him aside. Human Torch.
So
also a side character.
I'm gonna go left field right off the bat. As much he's another one that I love, but I think his story fits well in this genre. And I'm gonna go Cyclops romance.
Cyclops romance, yep. It really, I mean, it's right there. It's pretty much kind of like what his main role has been within comic books, is just the gnarly love triangle, which really kind of just makes Jean a bad person in most of these comic books, because Cyclops is nothing but loyal, which I'm not going to dog on Wolverine because he's my guy, obviously, my favorite character. But he is trying to Mr. Steal Your Girl, Cyclops, all the time, and it's not really cool, bro.
And yeah, because I mean, you gotta look at his love interests that are.
You got Emma Frost too.
Emma, right?
Madeline Pryor, the clone. Yeah. Mother of Colter.
Cable. So I think to create a romance novel of that whole will they won't they between so many different women, I think it's just like it's that he is the, I was gonna say Dorian Gray, we're making a romance novel,
Fifty Shades Grey, yeah. Thing. I get it.
But he's not a bad human.
And there's the weird layer that they've hit on, is like, she could never look him in the eyes, and, you know, X-Men Last Stand really crapped on that whole idea when she did hold it back and then imploded his head or whatever she did in that movie. But yeah, that's a fun layer where it's like, they could never truly look at each other or whatever. So you're right.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
The way that I would take it, and it would have to, you know, add some elements, but it's very much after, like, he's badly wounded and is like from a mission, and his glasses are broken, so he can't see the girl who's taking care of him, and it's very much just kind of like a hearing her voice and doing all of that.
Ooh, you could do the unreliable narrator thing too, where it's like you have to like see things from his perspective. Yeah, there's a lot of fun you could have with that one. So yeah, that's a home run pitch right there. This is partially why I wanted you on this. Coach doesn't love doing pitch episodes. I'm like, this is pretty much just a bunch of pitches for mediums, and it's
yeah. And I love pitch episodes.
That's why I always call you up on them, dude. Have to. All right. So I want to do Human Torch next, because he is forever the side character. He's really never the main character. So I think giving him a chance in something could be fun. Now I'm trying. I didn't quite decide which way I was leaning on it. So where what are your thoughts? There's one that I kind of got in the back of my head that could be kind of fun, but I want to hear what you have to say.
So for Human Torch, the one that stands out to me for him to really get his shine on in a way that I think would suit him is graphic novel. Yeah, I just don't know. I don't know how a video game would work.
He doesn't have a deep enough catalog to really, you could see him as like the main character, which is why I'm trying to give him his flowers here. But yeah, I think a graphic novel is the best way to feature him, because some of the best comic book characters of all time, as soon as you make them like a main or a secondary character in like a major graphic novel, like that's how the character finds a new ground to kind of jump off of, and they're no longer on the bottom floor. So I'm with you. I was in my head, I was like, maybe you could do like a teen drama type of thing, like a Euphoria featuring Human Torch, but I kind of pushed away from that.
But that's featuring. I feel like if we want to make him the main character in the way that makes sense.
Yeah, he's no Zendaya.
I do like it if you gave him like a Dawson's Creek type thing, but I think graphic novel, because then we can really de-layer Johnny in a way that is really
effective. I mean, if you got like Alan Moore back, or have Neil Gaiman take like a weird trippy vibe to it, that could be fun. There's a lot of different things.
Right after he died.
James Tynion IV, he's a good, like, he could probably do a pretty good job with him. Scott Snyder, he's a Batman guy. I don't know if I want to see his Human Torch, but...
Yeah, but I would love to see like more of like an introspective, or even just like a truly galactic Human Torch.
Where
he's dealing with stuff that not even like the rest of the team knows about. Which he does have those adventures every so often, but
he has like side stories. The only thing that like you could have maybe been a saving grace is if you went like Spider-Man and Friends on it, where you included him with like Iceman and was it Firestar? Is that what the girl's name was?
Yeah, Firestar.
Yeah, you could do something along those lines. But I was like, then he's still like he's not the main, so it doesn't
right. work. And if you do that, then I would go like your route where it's Euphoria, but I would pick the New York team. The standard New York team that we used to have. So, like, Peter, because back in the day, Peter, Bobby, and John were friends. They were, like, the three amigos in terms of, like, comic book chump. Mm-hmm. So it would be very interesting to have, like, almost like a college years.
Yeah, that's true.
Peter, Bobby, and Johnny. But, again, he wouldn't be the main character. Most people would be focusing on Peter.
I think we're right with a graphic novel. My thought with Gamora, she feels like a mystery novel type to me. I could definitely see her kind of going deep, like some weird Thanos adventure. That's kind of the vibe I get from her. What are your thoughts? Any of the other ones fit better, you think? You could maybe do a romance with her in Star-Lord, but I don't buy their romance in the movies, and I don't really care.
For her, I would be like that or a game because that you get your standard like slasher game.
That's true. Or you could put her in like a From Software game or something. That I could see that. Yeah, it would be like Bloodborne or Elden Ring.
And which would be kind of cool to like have her going from like planet to, or like a what is it?
Jedi Fallen Order.
Yeah,
the new ones, like Jedi that. Survivor,
Survivor, right? But I feel like maybe that's where she could thrive pretty well in like a game where she's going from planet to planet.
That's a good shout. I could see her in like a Star Wars-esque role. That's true, but I think mystery novel kind of really encapsulates that character. So that's what I'll put down for this one. All right,
and I like it because an intergalactic mystery is always cool.
Yeah, no doubt. I agree with you. Because, what was it? Oh, man. Far Sector. That's what it's called. Far Sector is one of the best Green Lantern graphic novels that's ever come out. And I would highly, highly recommend it. The main character in that, she's next level. And it's cool because it doesn't necessarily tie with any other DC characters. She's in a Far Sector. It's a high reading recommendation for me. And I could see something like that. Like, because it is a mystery. I could see her in that role for sure. Okay, we got Miles, Mephisto, and Iron Fist left. And we've got romance novel, TV show, and movie.
Wait, no? Do we still have romance? No, Cyclops
is romance. No, you're right. That's my fault. TV show, video movie, game. Video game. Yes, correct.
All right, so I'm going to go.
Iron Fist. TV show sucked.
Which is why I was gonna go fight. I was gonna go game because then we get something like Jet Li's fighting game that he had for the PlayStation 2.
Yeah, like Sleeping Dog.
Really, really fun. Yes, very much like Sleeping Dog, or like the Yakuza games. I think that something with bullet time.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, Miles Morales already has had a movie. And a TV show, but I think he fits more in movie
and a video game.
And a video game, right. So I'm going to throw Miles in the movie because
I agree.
He has a story that can be told multiple ways.
It is fun to like think of like essentially the king of hell. Like that could be a fun. I mean, they've done Lucifer as a TV show, and then like they could do take like a similar vibe, go about it that way.
I would want it to be more like a horror.
Yeah, like Gwendolyn Christie and Sandman, like have that type of devil ambiance where it's like got like screaming corpses that make up the walls and things like that, like super, super creepy graphic. Yeah, I'm into that for sure. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like if you mix Sandman with Lovecraft Country,
Man, I hope Jonathan Majors is a sore subject right now. I hope he did.
Yeah, very sore subject. Same as well, but like until we learn more,
I'm gonna stay quiet.
Let's just keep our fingers crossed.
Yep. All right. Well, that rounds out round two. Miles Morales got the movie, Human Torch, graphic novel, Mephisto TV show, Iron Fist video game, Cyclops romance novel, and Gamora mystery novel. I like that bunch.
Yeah.
All right. The next list. Deadpool. Peter Parker. Thanos. Doctor Strange. Blade. And Moon Knight. I like this round because there have been multiple, like, each medium for each of these characters for the most part. So I want to see what one best fits for each. And it's kind of a tough call because the Spider-Man movies are legendary, but the Spider-Man games are considered some of the best games ever. So it's you know, there's a lot you can do.
But I'm going to take you personally. You didn't say, well, you said Miles Morales, I guess, because I was going to say, you said Peter Parker.
I did.
So that immediately drew my mind to immediately going TV show.
Ooh, interesting. I could see that. Oh, well, I said I did say Miles, though. Miles, Spider-Man. Yeah. I just wanted to separate them. I guess I could say Peter Parker.
Right. No, I get that. But
I see where you're going, though. I see where you're going.
Yeah. I
have, like, X-Men Evolution kind of live action featuring Peter Parker instead of the X-Men. That could be fun.
Yeah, I think Peter, especially if you get a really strong person who can play Peter throughout the years. Peter's story is so wonderful because you watched him grow up from a child to a man.
His animated TV show is like, it defines a generation for a lot of people. So he's definitely a contender. I think we could save Peter Parker and maybe kind of base off of the other one.
Yeah,
Peter show's a good show, though. You might be right. Yeah, because
I was going to say even, like, not in terms of, like, quality, but the CW Flash. Like, how we got to watch Barry go from, like, a young 20-something-year-old to, I mean, it was a little too long.
I mean, they're in their final season right now.
Thank God. But I would love to see something like that for Peter, where we get to see him date all the girls he's dated. We don't just to watch a movie and he gets one girl.
It hasn't really been done before, and it's probably going to with the MCU. Is like, he's a main character. Like, no one's going to argue that Spider-Man's one of, if not the most popular comic book character. Most people would say Batman, but Spider-Man's right there, and some people say more. So he's got, like, everything going for him. So the idea of taking him and putting him into, like, a high budget TV show for, like, HBO. That'd be pretty crazy, honestly. And, like, have it last 8 to 12 seasons or whatever. I mean, I think any Spider-Man fan would sign up for that. So, yeah, I think we're going to do it. We're going to do something different. He gets the TV show.
Yeah.
Because he's done the movies. We know it works. We know the video games are fantastic. Yep.
Yeah.
Decision made.
And it's something TV we show. Haven't seen from him yet.
Yep, that's true. Blade is an interesting one. He is a character in a couple of video games. I don't remember if I think he did have a movie tie-in game, but I don't count those really most of the time because they suck, with the exception of, like, X-Men Origins Wolverine. That movie, that game's fantastic. But but Blade did have a TV show. I personally did not watch it. He had three movies. He's got a new one coming. Well, yeah, because I got it was a Walmart 4-pack, and I got to watch, like, the first episode from that series, and I was like,
"Yeah,
yep, never gonna watch that."
Chthon or something.
Chthon, I think. I don't know. I mean, I have the DVD behind me. I could probably figure it out pretty quick. But I actually think I will. While you discuss, what are you thinking with Blade though? Because he's had the TV show, he's had the movie, but he'd be a freaking fun video game character. Having some Twilight-esque romance for a romance novel also on the table.
He could also go really well in the mystery. I don't want to throw Moon Knight in the mystery because it's kind of very easy because of the Mr. Knight persona, and he is kind of like a Batman character. So throwing him in a mystery novel is not fun, but throwing Blade in there, that adds a second level. Again, I like the sci-fi aspect.
He's never been known as much of a detective, though, in fairness. I mean, he's like he has a Whistler with him for the most part. You know, he's got an advisory person like by his side. So, you know, maybe he could be a mystery novel, though. I'd read that.
Yeah, because a mystery novel isn't just like a murder mystery. It could now, be like what's going wrong with him because now he's starting to become a human or something like that.
Throw a curveball, though. Doctor Strange could also make a very interesting mystery novel with all of his magic powers and trying to understand how, you know, the death curse
then you're just,
the Booker. Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but then you become what is that book series where a guy the Dresden Files. Then you pretty much have the Dresden Files.
I don't think I've heard of that, but I believe you.
The Dresden Files are about a sorcerer who like lived in Chicago who like solved mysteries and stuff like that. It's a great book. Don't get me wrong. Highly recommend it. My friend Taylor McKinstry brought me up on it. Fantastic. Like, it's a good series. But when you're like, yeah, he could be a mystery novel. I was like, yeah, there is a mystery novel for it. It's just
kind of John Constantine a little bit too. All right, fair enough.
Very Constantine. I would say, you know what? I'm going to throw a curveball. I'm going to throw the curviest of curveballs.
Okay. If it's Blade in a Romance, you're going to have to convince me.
No. I'm going to come back to Blade. I'm throwing curveball Thanos for romance novel.
Interesting. Now
his constant thing with death, I think, tells that story.
Oh, can you imagine if death from the DC universe and Neil Gaiman's Sandman universe could come over to Marvel? Oh my God, that would be very interesting. But whatever, that's wishful thinking. They do have many different iterations of death in Marvel as well. Yes. So I believe there's a pretty sexy lady that's death there too. So.
Yes, she is.
I play Marvel Snap religiously. I thought I remember reading that it like that was a story they did Thanos and Death. Maybe I'm combining things, but whatever. I agree. That'd be fun. And really the other ones, they're not all that romantic of characters, so let's give it to them.
You said Deadpool.
It's a Deadpool. He had a very pretty successful video game. Successful video game cameos. His movies are fantastic.
That's so true. I think for my mental fortitude, I'm going to keep him in graphic novel.
Yep. I think that's the best medium
for. Yeah, I think that's the best medium for him. TV shows and movies, as fun as they are and as great as his movies are, he's limited. Where in the comic realm, he truly can do almost anything. And I think that's what fits well for him.
He can kill the Marvel Universe. They did that storyline for a long time.
Yeah. I am going to go. Ooh. All right. Now, because the next three that we have are all
Knights here.
Very similar, but very different.
I know. Isn't that fun?
We just got the Midnight Sun. But I think.
Got mystery. Movie and video game left. Yep. Mystery movie,
all right,
video
game. I'm gonna rapid fire and you're gonna tell me your thoughts. All right. I think I'm gonna go Moon Knight video game, mystery Doctor Strange and movie Blade.
I definitely like Blade being the movie. I'll sign up for that one for sure, even though I love me some Doctor Strange movies. I don't think Moon Knight's a movie character. He's definitely a TV show type of character. So you said video game for Moon Knight.
We might get an Arkham. I feel like we're going to get an Arkham as a game.
Shout out to Arkham Asylum, which I just replayed for the 7th time, and I finally platinum trophied it, so never done that before. Out here.
Let me know when you... I Am the Knight Origins. That was the hardest moment of my life.
Oh, I did. Where you play the insta-death one. Yep, I did it. It was not fun.
Me and my roommate, Micah, that was not pleasant, but we both did it, so.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, no, I've been there, done that. That gave me a couple brain aneurysms for sure. All right. You're probably right, though. Moon Knight video game. All right, I concede. You're right. Mystery. I like the Doctor Strange mystery. I like that one a lot. I was kind of vouching for it a little bit.
A fun thing I think that could work with the Moon Knight character in a video game aspect is to gauge like the slots go in the different personalities. Like it's very much like a RPG style slot thing, but at certain points when you're like, as if you're knight or if you're Mr. Knight or something like that, what you learn as one character might not transfer over to what you learned as the other character. So you really have to.
That'd be a fun game mechanic for sure. Yeah, that's a good game mechanic. That'd be fun for sure. All right. Well, that concludes round three. We got Deadpool in the comic books, Peter Parker TV show, Thanos with a romance novel, Doctor Strange with a mystery novel, Blade with a movie, and Moon Knight with a video game. This is the final round, and I got some heavy hitters in this one, so this is going to be fun. All
right.
Number one, Wolverine, my favorite guy. Number two, Captain America. Number three, Ghost Rider. Number four, Nick Fury. Number five, Venom. And number six, Killmonger.
Okay. Some good.
So it's going to be fun. I like this. Yeah. I like most of these characters. They're all in my upper echelon of like interest. So I'm going to enjoy this one.
All right. So I think I'm going to start with,
I have one thought in my head.
Okay.
The one that makes the most sense. Yeah. I think Wolverine's the movie guy here. He's got legendary stories. I don't know how you could maybe do like a mini series set in Japan. That could be fun with like featuring Wolverine. So if we want to leave that on the table, it could be fun too. I do love the video game, but he has the cinematic appeal to him, in my opinion. So we can kind of decide where we go with this, but I think he's proved then time and again that he's the blockbuster.
But what I will say, when you do blockbuster, you lose out on a lot of intent, which is why I would have put him as TV series, because I would have done a limited series and each episode is an hour series that takes place in a different point in time.
That was the only other pitch I had, so you're right. Maybe we could do that. Let's move on to the other characters, and maybe we'll swing back around and see what happens. Captain America doesn't
Ghost
feel
Rider
like a movie
video
yet.
Game.
Oh, Ghost Rider yeah, video sign, game. Sign me up for that. That'll be fun. Yeah, out of any of the other ones, I think you're right. The Captain America video game was kind of boring. Midnight Sun's fun. I haven't
I'm
beat it yet.
I'm excited about the new one, though.
The new Captain America movie.
The new Captain America game.
The one with old Black Panther. Yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah,
that'll be sweet. But we'll see how that plays out.
Even with that, they had to add like Black Panther and other.
Yeah, they had to add another layer.
The standalone game is kind of just meh.
Yeah, it's just like I just play Call of Duty, really. just give me like with cheats. That's essentially what it is. It's Call of Duty with cheats. And you can't die.
You have impenetrable shield.
He would be really good at zombies mode, though. Nazi zombies.
Oh, that would be fun. Yeah, that actually felt pretty ball. I'm going to give. Now, you said Cap. Are we going Steve? Are we going?
In my head, Steve Rogers will always be Cap. I do respect the fact that both Bucky and Sam Wilson have portrayed him in the comic books, and much respect on their names because I love both those characters. But Steve is
Cap. But we're going with the first.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna give Steve romance.
Yeah, I could see that. I'm looking at the other ones. I really don't know. Wolverine would be a fun like
love interest.
Well, Wolverine has a tortured love.
But then
history.
I already gave romance to Cyclops.
Yeah, I know. I agree. I don't think Wolverine, like, he's someone I want to see do things, not necessarily read. So
now, the only reason I would let I would say Wolverine as romance, even though we gave him perfect for TV series, is because then you could do what I always find to be funny. Is what I wanted to happen for Captain America Civil War. I wanted there to also be the movie Iron Man Civil War, and they dropped on the same day, and you had to choose which movie to go into. And it told almost the same story, but with the other one
change a little bit.
Protagonist.
Yeah. That'd be kind of cool.
But then you'd only have to technically film it once,
and then just kind of change around.
Listen, Noah, they did the popcorn buckets where you choose what team you wanted. So they tried.
Right. But what I was going to say is I would do something similar with Cyclops and Wolverine romance novel, where they're both going after Jean. Nice. And you just get each other's side.
And then you just call Jean out for being kind of a hoe. Just like, dude, yeah, come on.
And then they all, and then the end is still the same. They all go to the moon and they just have a thruple on the moon.
They hate each other too much. Wolverine and Cyclops. Murder. Okay. Let's keep it rolling though. Venom. He's a fun character. What medium do you see him in though? Cause out of most of these guys, he seems like visually he's the most comic booky character. Venom? But I don't know if I want to leave him in comic books. Yeah. I mean, I like the Venom movies. They're definitely not top tier. Huh. Eddie Brock.
Because he's a news reporter and he's a journalist. Yeah. It's Eddie Brock being a journalist.
Yeah.
And especially if he has to uncover the mystery of all these people who are being eaten or seems like it's a symbiote.
Alternately, though, Nick Fury would also be very good for like corporate espionage and mystery novels.
So. Yeah.
Tough call.
So you know what? I think you're right. I think Nick Fury works better in the mystery novel. All right. I think we're going to then. That this gives is, us Venom.
Fun. We also didn't necessarily put TV show on Wolverine, though. I do agree.
Wolverine
we could. That's still open.
You know what? Let's give Wolverine the movie. I still think a limited series is better for him, but I want to give Killmonger.
You give him one movie, he's going to get seven movies. It's been done before. Killmonger with the TV show, you're right. Him like growing up in America, going through the military, earning all his scars, and like hearing or him trying to like find Wakanda in a way. That'd be a pretty intense series, I would say.
Yeah. And it doesn't even have to be connected to the technical MCU Killmonger that we've got, although I love that story. We can also do very much him being, if we wanted to, him being the, like...
White Wolf?
N'Jabba, like the White Wolf, or even just like the Black Panther in America, or even...
Oh, yeah.
I just feel like... Or yeah, him being like the leader of like the War Dogs or something like that.
That would be a good TV show.
I think him.
He doesn't strike me as a comic book guy anyway. Obviously, he's a comic book character, but it's not like any of his stuff has to be portrayed in like would in comic book form. Like,
yeah,
I agree. Venom. I think Venom's the comic book guy here.
Yeah. And I don't think as much as Michael B. Jordan is a standalone can carry a movie, I don't think Killmonger by himself
True.
Can
carry a movie. 100%. It really depends on who you cast to. All right. Well, that was round four. Sure. Hope you guys enjoyed. To wrap that one up, Wolverine is a movie. Captain America as a romance novel. Ghost Rider gets a video game. Nick Fury is the mystery novel. Venom staying in comic books. And Killmonger gets a TV show. I like that batch too. That was a fun game. I had a good time, Noah. What did you think?
I had a real good time.
Hell yeah. Next time Coach is gone, I'll just call you back up and we'll do this again with different characters. I'll even take a poll on the episode. So look for that if you're listening on Spotify. And just let me know if you like this game or you like some of our other games more. I mean, we're always trying to do new topics and new episodes to keep things fresh, especially with our drought of Marvel projects that kind of has been happening recently, which we knew was going to happen. But we got Guardians coming up soon. And a couple TV shows coming down the pipe. Yeah, it's 14 sounds right. It's like May something. May 9th, 15th? I don't know. Somewhere in there. Whatever it is, we're probably going to do some sort of theme week on that. Spider-Verse is coming up too. And then, Loki Season 2 is still this year. Secret Invasion. There's more Marvel stuff coming on the line, guys. So get ready for that. We're excited, but hope you enjoyed this game and had a fun time with me and Noah here. Thanks again for joining, my friend. Coach can get bent, but also hopefully we see him next week. And yeah. Until next time, have fun, but not too much fun without us.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, in case it wasn't obvious, we here at Marvel Stuff and the Gotham City Rogues podcast do not own any of the IP we talk about. We're just fans having a good time talking about the things we love.